Anye Bharavataranayanye Bhuvaha Navaha Iva Udatau Bhuvo Nava Ivo Datau Sidantyaha Bhuri Bharena Sidantya Bhuri Bharena Jataha Hi Atma Bhuva Artitaha Jato Hyatma Bhuvartitaha Bharavataranayanye Bhuvo Nava Ivo Datau Sidantya Bhuri Bharena Jato Hyatma Bhuvartitaha Bharavataranayanye Bhuvo Nava Ivo Datau Sidantya Bhuri Bharena Jato Hyatma Bhuvartitaha Bharavataranayanye Bhuvo Nava Ivo Dadhau Sidantya Bhuri Bharena Jato Hyatma Bhuvartitaha Bharavataranayanye Bhuvo Nava Ivo Dadhau Sidantya Bhuri Bharena Jato Hyatma Bhuvartitaha Bharavataranayanye Bhuvo Nava Ivo Dadhau Sidantya Bhuri Bharena Jato Hyatma Bhuvartitaha Nayanye
Anyone else?
Bharavataranaya.
Just to reduce the burden to the world.
Anye.
Others.
Puvaha.
Of the world.
Navaha.
Boat.
Iva.
Like.
Udadhau.
On the sea.
Sidantyaha.
Aggrieved.
Bhuri.
Extremely.
Bharena.
By the burden.
Jataha.
You were born.
He.
Certainly.
Atma Bhuva.
By Brahma.
Artitaha.
Being prayed for.
Translation.
Others say that the world, being overburdened like a boat at sea, is much aggrieved, and that Brahma, who is your son, prayed for you, and so you have appeared to diminish the trouble. Please repeat.
Aribo.
Others say that the world,
being overburdened like a boat at sea,
is much aggrieved, And that Brahma,
who is your son,
prayed for you.
And so you have appeared to
diminish
the trouble.
Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Brahma, or the first living being born just after the creation, is the direct son of Narayana. Narayana, as Garbhadakshayi Vishnu, first of all entered the material universe. Without spiritual contact, matter cannot create. This principle was followed from the very beginning of the creation. The Supreme Spirit entered the universe, and the first living being, Brahma, was born on a lotus flower grown out of the transcendental abdomen of Vishnu. Vishnu is therefore known as Padmanabha. Brahma is known as Atmabhu because he was begotten directly from the Father without any contact of Mother Lakshmiji. Lakshmiji was present near Narayana, engaged in the service of the Lord, and still, without contact with Lakshmiji, Narayana begot Brahma. That is the omnipotency of the Lord. One who foolishly considers Narayana like other living beings should take a lesson from this. Narayana is not an ordinary living being. He is the personality of Godhead himself, and he has all the potencies of all the senses in all parts of his transcendental body. An ordinary living being begets a child by sexual intercourse, and he has no other means to beget a child other than the one designed for him. But Narayana, being omnipotent, is not bound to any condition of energy. He is complete and independent to do anything and everything by his various potencies, very easily and perfectly. Brahma is therefore directly the son of the Father, and was not put into the womb of a mother. Therefore he is known as Atmabhu. This Brahma is in charge of further creations in the universe, secondarily reflected by the potency of the omnipotent. Within the halo of the universe, there is a transcendental planet known as Shvetadvipa, which is the abode of Kshiradakshayi Vishnu, the Paramatma feature of the Supreme Lord. Whenever there is trouble in the universe that cannot be solved by the administrative demigods, they approach Brahmaji for a solution. And if it is not to be solved even by Brahmaji, then Brahmaji consults and prays to the Kshiradakshayi Vishnu for an incarnation and solution to the problems. Such a problem arose when Kamsa and others were ruling over the earth, and the earth became too much overburdened by the misdeeds of the Asuras. Brahmaji, along with other demigods, prayed at the shore of the Kshiradaka ocean, and they were advised of the descent of Krishna as the son of Vasudeva and Devaki. Some people say that the Lord appeared because of the prayers of Brahmaji. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavanscha Shri Rupam Sagrachatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamsha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Dinamine Shri Varshabhanavi Devi Daitaya Kripadhaye Krishna Sambandha Vijnana Daine Prabhave Namaha Madhuryojvala Premadhyaya Shri Rupanuga Bhaktida Shri Gaura Karuna Shakti Vigrahaya Namostute Namaste Gauravani Shri Murtaye Dinatarine Rupanuga Virudhapa Siddhanta Dvanta Harine Namo Gaura Kishoraya Sakshad Vairagya Murtaye Vipradambara Sambhode Padambu Jayate Namaha Namo Bhakti Vinodaya Sachidananda Namine Gaura Shakti Swarupaya Rupanuga Varayate Gauravir Bhava Bhumestvam Nirdeshta Sajjana Priyaha Vaishnava Sarva Bhomak Shri Jagannathayate Namaha Bancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripasindubhya Ebacha Patitanam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha
Namo Mahabhadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaurafishe Namaha Panchatatvatmakam Krishnam Bhaktarupa Swarupakam Bhaktavataram Bhaktakyam Namami Bhakti Shaktikam He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Jayatan Suratau Pangur Mama Manda Mater Gati Matsarvasvapadam Bhojau Radha Madana Mohanau Divya Brindaranya Kalpadrumathak Srimad Ratnagara Singhasanastau Srimad Radha Srila Govinda Devau Prashtali Bhik Sevyamanau Smarami Sriman Rasara Sarambhi Vangshivata Tatakstitaha Karshan Venus Vanayar Gopir Gopinata Shriyestunaha Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Shubhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vrindayae Tulsi Devyae Priyae Keshavashcha Krishna Bhakti Pradideve Satyavatya Namo Namaha Shri Nishringha Jaya Nishringha Jaya Jaya Nishringha Prahladesha Jaya Padma Mukha Padma Bringa Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare
Bharavataranayanye Bhuvonava Ivodato Sidantya Bhuri Bharena Jato Hyatma Bhuvarhitaha. Others say that the world, being overburdened like a boat at sea, is much aggrieved, and that Brahma, who is your son, prayed for you, and so you have appeared to diminish the trouble. Kunti Devi is continuing the last few weeks, I guess starting at text 32 and then 33. Did it start earlier? No, I guess text 32 and 33, she's talking about the opinions of different people about why Lord Krishna, who is unborn, appeared, took his birth in the world, and is performing his lila. And so she's given, some say it's for the glorification of pious kings, other to please King Yadu, others that Vasudeva and Devaki prayed for him, and that he took his birth for their welfare, and to kill those who were envious of demigods. And now she's saying, because it's Lord Brahma who prayed for him. Some say that. The earth was overburdened with demons and much aggrieved, and the administrative demigods then came to Lord Brahma. They couldn't handle the problem, and they told him there are too many demons. What should we do? And then he couldn't handle the problem either. He went to the shore of the milk ocean to pray to Shri Dakshai Vishnu, who's living in the Vaikuntha planet of Shvetadvipa, which is the North Star, Dhruvaloka. And and then in his heart, the Lord revealed that he was aware of the situation and that he was already preparing to take birth as the son of Vasudeva and Devaki. And that Lord Brahma should instruct all of the different demigods to come take their appearance on earth and participate in his pastimes. And in this pastime, yet he accomplished so many things. We were talking about this morning about how he displayed his most loving, supreme position in this pastime. But he also killed so many demons and reestablished the principles of religion and protected the devotees. But ete chang shakala puncha krishna stu bhagavan swayam indrari vyakulang ke ridayanti yuge yuge. No. What is it? Anyway, indrari vyakulang ridayanti. So I got it right. So Krishna appears in many different avatars as Rama, Nrisimha, Vamana, Vraha, Matsya, Kurma. Many, many different avatars described in the third chapter. Danvantara, Mohini Murti, Ajita, Prishnigarbha. Unlimited avatars, of which there's 10 prominent Leela avatars we sing about sometimes. But actually there's thousands of avatars that are coming, like waves, at different scheduled times, Hayagriva, and anyway, so many. Purusha avatars, Karana, Dakshai Vishnu, Garbha Dakshai Vishnu, Kshira Dakshai Vishnu. But when Krishna appears at this time, 5,000 years ago, when he appeared on the earth and killed Kamsa, he appeared as himself in his most complete manifestation. So we were already talking about that this morning. And he displayed his special pastimes of Goloka Vrindavan. So here Srila Prabhupada is talking about Lord Brahma and how he's known as Atma Bhu, that he's self-born. He's born without a mother. And this illustrates, once again, the supreme quality of Lord Narayan, that he can perform all of his functions of all of his senses with any part of his body. And thus he can give birth to the first created being in the universe from a lotus flower sprouted from his navel. He doesn't have to. He's not under any control of any, Narayan is not under any control of any laws of nature. Rather, he's the lawgiver. And it also is important here, discussed, that without contact with the spirit, matter cannot create. This is an important point, that if we want to distinguish between matter and spirit, that matter is dull, it's lifeless, it doesn't have any of its own creative potency. But rather it's because it's touched by spirit that it becomes animated. Life comes from life. And what the difference between a live body and a dead body, all the chemicals are there. And all the chemicals are there, everything is the same. What's the difference between a live body and a dead body? Why has it stopped breathing? Why has the heart stopped pumping? 1 minute ago, the heart was pumping and then the heart stopped. Why did the brain stop all of its complicated electrical impulses and so forth? It's because the presence of the spirit has gone out. So in the same way, the whole universe is inanimate until Krishna enters it in his form as Garbha Dakshai Vishnu and animates it and makes it start. And then he creates Brahma, who creates everything else. And this same Brahma prays for Krishna's appearance, and then Krishna comes. So we're running late today. I think Rakshit has a point.
No, I was, when you mentioned about that matter cannot create without the spirit, I was reminded of some verses in the Bible.
Microphone.
When you mentioned that matter cannot create without the spirit, I, at that time, got reminded about some verses in the Gita, maybe the 14th chapter, where Krishna says that it's a combination of the spirit and matter that this cosmic manifestation has come about. So I was actually looking for those.
Mama yonir mahat brahma tesham garbha dadamyaham aham bija pradak prita. That's a very key verse. It's someone else have a Gita? Or we have the Shloka book. Mama Yonir Mahat Brahma. Is that the verse you're talking
about? No, I found another one, which is Sattvam Rajas Tama Iti Guna Prakriti Sambhava Nibadnanti Mahabhavo Dehinam Abhyayam. But human nature consists of three modes: goodness, passion, and ignorance. When the eternal living entity comes into contact with nature, Almighty Arjuna, he becomes conditioned by these modes. But actually, the verse I think that you mentioned is the relevant one.
The verse that I mentioned is a very key verse. Yes. Mama Yonir Mahad Brahma is page 131 of the Shloka book. And in the Bhagavad Gita, it's, what is it, 14.3.
Yeah, 14.3, okay. That's correct. The total material substance called Brahman is the source of birth. And it is that Brahman that I impregnate, making possible the birth of all living beings, or some part of it.
And then the next verse also. Sarva yonishu kauntaya murtaya sambhavanti yaha tasang brahma mahad yonir ahang bija pradakpita. It should be understood that all species of life, O son of Kunti, are made possible by birth in this material nature, and that I am the seed-giving father. So, yes, the material nature, this total material substance, pradhan, it's the material things are there. Sometimes it's called Brahman. All the material elements are there. But until it's touched by spirit, by the Supreme Spirit, in the form of Vishnu, then it doesn't become active. Hare Krishna. So he's like the soul of the universe, just like in our body. There has to be a soul for the body to display the symptoms of life. And similarly, in the universe, although the universe comes out from Mahavishnu, from the pores of his skin, like a golden egg covered with five great elements, this shell of covering of five great elements. But then until the Lord enters into the inmost recess of each extended conglomerate, Virad Vigraha, then it doesn't begin to become active. What's the verse in the second chapter? At first he creates the causes, the laws of cause and effect, and then he enters into it. So eva idam sasara jagre bhagavan atma mayaya. In the first canto, second chapter, text number like 30 or something. So Evedang Sasar Jagre Bhagavan Atma Maya Sadasad Rupaya Jaso Gunamaya Gunovibhuhu Tayavilasiteshveshu Guneshu Gunavaniva Antak Pravishta Abhati Vijnanena Vidrimbitaha. So those are text number 30 and 31. In the beginning of the material creation, that absolute personality of Godhead Vasudeva, in his transcendental position, created the energies of cause and effect by his own internal energy. After creating the material substance, the Lord Vasudeva expands himself and enters into it, and although he is within the material modes of nature and appears to be one of the created beings, he is always fully enlightened in his transcendental position. So, this is the situation that material nature by itself is inactive, inert. And all these elements, fire, water, air, earth, mind, intelligence, ego, these are Krishna's separated material energies. And without the touch of the superior energy, they remain inactive and inert.
I found another one in the 13th chapter, which is Yavat Sanjayate Kinchit Satvam Stavara Jangamam Kshetra Kshetragna Samyogat Tadvidi Bharata Sabha. O chief of the Bharatas, know that whatever you see in existence, both the moving and the non-moving is only a combination of the field of activities and the knower of the field, the knower of this field being the spirit.
Yes. The 13th chapter is about that. Stavara Jangamam, the moving and non-moving. Stavara, they're fixed like trees, and Jangamam, like animals. But that everything that you see in nature is the Kshetra and the Kshetragya. Kshetra. In that 13th chapter, he describes what is the Kshetra and what are its elements, and then the Kshetragya, the knower of the field. And he's the knower of all fields. And he describes what is knowable, what is knowledge, and what is ignorance. The Vaisheshika said, I think, in one of his emails, that they've been reciting the 13th chapter every day in this month while he was there in India. They were reciting at Govardhan. Nature, Enjoyer, and Consciousness is the title that Srila Prabhupada has given to that chapter. So consciousness is that which brings things alive, that which is, yeah. And without it, everything is dead. So we have to distinguish those things. That's important. So anyway, just to get back to the theme of Queen Kunti, that she's praying to Krishna about why he appears. And this is yet another opinion, that he's appearing because of the prayers of Lord Brahma, who's Krishna's own son, and that because he's praying, that the world needs to be saved. So Krishna comes and appears to diminish the trouble of the world, which is like a boat at sea, an overburdened boat at sea. I didn't see so much the news, but I heard there was this cruiser in Antarctica, cruise ship, and they evacuated all of the tourists off of it, and now it's sunk into the ocean. So sometimes a boat at sea becomes troubled, and the world was like that. But Krishna came to alleviate the trouble and get rid of all the demons. Anything else? Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.